I'm here with Dr. Drew Pauly, probably preferred to be called just Drew, and he's a professor at UNC Charlotte. Drew, tell us a little bit about what you do and what your professional interests are.
I am a mathematics educator and an educational technologist. I do research and teach courses about supporting math teaching and learning and technology integration, primarily in elementary school classrooms.
Drew has agreed to answer the three questions. Those of you that have participated in our teaching and learning with Web 2.0 class virtually, or actually in the real world, have for a couple of years now heard lots of guests in our class and on my blog and elsewhere answer the three questions. So Drew has decided to step in to the zone and answer the three questions. First question, Drew, why is your PLN, your online social network, important to you?
My PLN, mainly with Digo and the social bookmarking, and also some contacts through Twitter and reading blogs, really just sort of keeps me on the cutting edge on what's going on in K-12 schools, but also in universities with different Web 2.0 technologies and also different pedagogies and instructional practices to support teaching and learning. So I see it more of a support of my teaching and also just awareness of what's going on in schools all around the world.
Very good. How do you stay in touch with your network, both online and in the real world? You've already mentioned a couple tools, but go into a bit more detail about that. How do you stay in touch?
In terms of the online, I've really benefited a lot from using Digo. Digo has been a real blessing in terms of social networking and being able to create a virtual math manipulatives group where I have people from a couple different countries and across the U.S. that have joined and have contributed resources and tools and support there. In terms of the real world, there is a limited number of people at my university and that I know personally prior to forming my PLN or establishing that. So my connections are mainly online through Digo and some through Twitter as opposed to real world connections.
Our third question. What do you consider the three biggest things educators should know about teaching and learning with Web 2.0?
One would be what one of my mentors, Dr. Julie Moore, called a fearless curiosity, where really we are in an age now where it's not so much of being able to know step by step by step the exact ways to use tools, but really have this sense of knowledge about process skills and the idea of learning to learn. Which is huge. So having a fearless curiosity about these tools and being willing to at least try it. Second really is the idea that's talked a lot on various blogs and various websites. Cliff talks about it, Andrew Church talks about it, the idea of higher order thinking skills and really not so much of I can use a Web 2.0 tool because it's nifty and cool, but I can use a Web 2.0 tool because it'll support teaching and learning for my students. Letting them to create and letting them to evaluate and analyze in some of those higher levels of the revised blooms. And then the third would really be the management piece where these Web 2.0 tools are so much more powerful, and I've seen this in a lot of classrooms in the past year. If teachers are willing to let students explore and really make them student-centered and let students have some ownership of activities as opposed to teachers really almost kind of like over-teaching and over-guiding activities. So those are my big three. Fearless curiosity, not over-guiding students, and then the incorporation of higher-order thinking skills, specifically with the revised Bloom's taxonomy.
You can't see it on this audio, but there was panic in his eyes when he got to the second one. He thought he'd forgotten what three things he just said. So that was a lot of fun to see.
Because I'm in the zone.
Yeah. The zone is scary. All right. So thank you, Drew, for participating and sharing your ideas. Any final thoughts?
Nope. I enjoy a lot of you guys that are blogging and Twittering on a consistent basis, and I'm glad that we've been able to establish these relationships.
And where can they find you online?
DrewPauly.com.